Over the years, we've spoken with Gavin Neat from Neatbox. Well, one of the products, Welcome, has been growing and growing over the years. It's designed to provide better customer service for people with disabilities and indeed for people working in customer service. Gavin joins us now. For those who aren't aware of Welcome and what it can do, give us a brief outline of what it means for the customer and service providers.
Yeah, so imagine a situation, a customer service representative is looking up at the door and the door opens and somebody comes in with a guide dog and they probably have about 5-10 seconds, maybe longer, to go, what was I taught back in the day? I remember I was taught something. What was it? Oh yeah, always give a dog a pat on the head. No, it wasn't. Make sure you don't interact with the guide dog. But the person's got time to remember that if they can remember the training. But of course, if somebody has a hidden condition, or indeed they've got a guide dog and a hidden condition, the person probably has milliseconds to work that out and to actually put any training they've had in the past into practice. And that can be a real challenge for the staff member who suddenly feels quite anxious themselves and then doesn't do as good a job as they normally would do.
So this is designed to help both sides of that meeting then. It helps the person, say the guide dog owner, to explain what they need, the do's and don'ts and so on. The service provider then has all that. They know what to do, how to interact, builds their confidence as well. I suppose makes it a better interaction for both.
We kind of look at it as a generalized. So if you knew that half an hour from now, a person with Parkinson's or somebody who has dyslexia was going to turn up at your store, you'd be thinking, right, I was going to ask them to fill in a form, but now I know this person with dyslexia might have a problem with that. I know a little bit more about dyslexia. However, with this system, the person also gets a chance to say, I am turning up later. It'd be great if you could help me fill out my forms. They don't even have to say, I have dyslexia. They just say, I need help filling out forms. So we're personalizing that experience for that person, especially in situations where they might have to book anyway. So doctor's appointment or a restaurant or a theater or an event, there are so many situations, dental practice, vet practice, you're actually having to book in advance. Now, what we've done with the system is we've integrated it into the website of the venue they're going to and also into some booking platforms. And of course, it works in situations where you don't need to book. We've got it in shopping centers. So you can say, I'd just like to help when I arrive to do this and this and this. But if it's a booking platform, it's dead easy to do. It's in the system.
So there are, you know, a huge range of disabilities or sensory impairments, learning difficulties, etc. How can you be confident that when you go somewhere, say a shopping centre or a leisure centre, a store, that if they have Welcome, they will know how to interact with me? How can I be confident that training stays with them?
Well, when I started the company and we set this up with venues, I was on edge because I wasn't confident. I was like looking at the screen and going, oh, what's the feedback going to be like? Has the staff member interacted with them? But we've been going a number of years now, and on the whole, everybody is getting good customer service where they've got Welcome in place. Doesn't mean you have to use Welcome. You can just turn up because somebody else has used it, and therefore you're going to get good service because the staff members all had raised awareness around disability. I'm confident that the service is working. And when somebody's used it for the first time and they get good customer service, they can be confident it's working. But within 24 hours anyway, they can fill in a review that says how well the staff interacted with them, indeed what the experience in general was like when they went to that particular venue. And we've got amazing information about the numbers of people who are using this platform across the country, literally hundreds of people using Welcome on a monthly basis. Silverstone Museum launched last year, and in one year they had 120 people using the platform to actually arrange their visit to, because they had to get tickets in advance. They were able to turn up at the museum and then wander around. And we were able to anonymize the information and say to the museum, a percentage of people had visual impairment, and it would be great if you had more of this. It'd be great if you had a bit more of this. It'd be great if you had a bit more of this. So we were able to give that feedback to the venue. So really, really useful.
If you are a service provider, then how can I be confident that they would understand the training and that training would stay with them through their term at my business as well, and indeed possibly adapt as well as time goes on?
There was a chap back in 1885, it was called Professor Ebbinghaus. He came up with this theory around a thing called the forgetting curve, which is if you learn something within 24 hours, you've lost 70% of the thing that you've learned. I mean, it's very easy. If you did French at school, how much do you remember of the French? Unless you went to France on holiday and used it on a regular basis, or had a French friend. So the more disabled people using Welcome, the more it's going to be reminding staff about things that they need to know. But what we've done with version 2, We've added in what we've called sticky staff training, which is means that if a venue is signed up to the platform on a regular basis, staff members within that venue get reminders and gamified information on stuff that they need to know. So you might get five questions every Friday that say, what should you do in this situation? What should you do in this situation? Does your emergency cord in your accessible toilet hang all the way to the floor? And then they have to go away into the accessible toilet, check to see if it is, and then they come back and go, yes, it is. So they then can answer those questions, and then they get a response from us immediately to say how well they've answered those questions. And then if they've got one wrong, we then explain why they got it wrong and how and what it actually means. And then the following week, they'll get that same question again until they start getting it right on a regular basis. It's a massive game changer when it comes to making sure that staff know, even outside the training course or the training day.
But for the business owners then, do they get to see how successful? You mentioned a bit about the stats on how many people visited, but do they get more detailed information on how staff are performing as well?
It's key here. So if you're looking at an auditing a building, you could walk around that building that day and you could say, right, you could take measurements of door frames and toilets and turning spaces and things like this, or lighting or whatever. But what we very seldom do is audit staff. We're able to actually ensure that we've got information coming back to the supervisors and managers and owners to say how well their staff are actually responding to that information around disability awareness. So we're auditing the buildings through the new platform, self-auditing, so people actually understand what they're doing and can see it on a daily basis, but also auditing the staff so that their bosses have an understanding of where their staff are. And just imagine a situation where you've got 100 members of staff and you've trained them all, and then within 6 months, 20% of those staff members have gone. Well, you could still say you had the training day, but you've actually got 20 members of staff who haven't had the training day, and yet you're still saying that you've had the training day. Well, with this system, you're constantly able to see whether people are responding well to those situations. And as far as things like data is concerned, because there's a lot of background data, even anonymized, we'll know how far in advance people are planning, what times of day people are going to a particular venue. We will know if we get involved, if they will respond to answers, if you answer questions afterwards, how much they spent in a particular store on a particular day, if they want to share that information. So we can actually give that return of investment or return on investment back to the venue. Now, when it comes to the Purple Pound, we all talk about the £274 billion a year that's spent in the UK by disabled people and their families. But unless we can attribute that to where they're spending it, then it means nothing. So that return on investment is how you can convince a business to engage with disability service provision.
Well, we know within the disability community, or communities, if you like, you know, when people get good service, something goes well, word spreads. And the same if it's negative, word spreads as well. If we were to flip that then from the service provider, Gavin, to the service user, customer. So say, you know, I've got my guide dog, I'm in London, I want to go to Battersea Shopping Centre, and I've heard that Welcome is there, but I don't know if they'll know anything about me or what to do. What do I do as a customer, potential customer?
Back at the start, we actually made it as an app, and then we kind of said to disabled people, well, just download the app and then you can look for the venues that are on the platform, a bit like Deliveroo looking for a restaurant that you might want to order from. So we moved the platform from an app onto a web app. And there's a subtle difference there. When you start it up, you're actually going through the internet rather than through an app that you download. So that meant that we were able to integrate it into people's websites. So as an example, if people listening to the program today went on to the Silverstone Museum, seeing as I've already mentioned them, if you went on to the Silverstone Museum website, went to their accessibility page or even their ticketing page, you will find Welcome on that page. So they don't have to know about Welcome. All they have to do is want to get accessible information when they go to a particular website. And that has been a massive difference in everything that we're doing, because people don't need to know about Welcome. They just need to know that they want to go somewhere. In fact, if people went to our website, there's a brilliant blog page on all the venues that we're now promoting. So we've got the Welcome arrival, we've got the auditing, we've got the staff training, and we've got the analytics that the venue can use to actually ensure that they're getting bang for their buck and return on investment for engaging with disabled people. And the new website, well-co.me, well-co.me. And there's loads and loads of information on there for venues and visitors, and they can check it out anytime and get in touch with me. I love hearing from people. So either connect with me on LinkedIn at Gavin Neate, N-E-A-T-E, or just track me down on social media.
Well, Gavin, best of luck with the new version of the website. I'll certainly give it a go myself. And thanks for telling us about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure.